All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm sure you've heard it said that hindsight is most often 20/20. I just don't buy it. I've known way too many people who have experienced exactly the same thing, and it doesn't matter how much distance they get past that event, they will always see it differently. I can't even imagine the conversations that will be had 20 years from now, 40 years from now, about the year that is ending, and the myriad of opinions on so many different things in regard to what has happened, how we have reacted, how it has changed our lives and our relationships. There are as many opinions as there are people. And I don't think distance traveled into the future looking back upon this year will change a whole lot of that. We've all struggled. We've all been challenged by realities we haven't faced in our lifetimes. The world has faced before, but not in the way that we face it now, because we've gotten very used to life occurring in a certain way. And all that changed so dramatically. We're challenged also by the simple reality that information surrounds us from so many different sources that we're pretty sure there isn't a single source that is only telling us the truth and truly all the time. So who do you trust? What do you know for sure? Again, the opinions on all of the things that are circling around us and presented to us vary almost by the degree of who it is that you're talking to in the moment, what their personal experience has been, their viewpoint on the last week, on the last month, on a year they'd rather just forget. I'm not going to recount for you all the things we've experienced. There have been plenty of blessings to count in this year as well. Blessings that are a direct result of the challenges we've faced. I'll let you sort through all of that for yourself. As on any New Year's Eve, we take an inventory, but we also look ahead. We ask ourselves the question, what will next year bring? How different will it be? Will it be better? Will it be too much the same? Could it possibly even be worse? I can't tell you. Nobody can. There are voices leaning towards you, wanting your ear, to try to convince you that they have some ability to predict pretty accurately where this is all going. And by this, who knows what they actually mean? The reality is, nobody knows. No human being truly knows. But that's what's so remarkable about the final verses of our New Testament epistle lesson this evening. I can't predict anything about the year to come. And really, St. Peter can't either, because he borrowed the words that he's quoting there from Isaiah the prophet. And Isaiah was directed by the Holy Spirit in an extremely tumultuous time in Israel's history to speak words of comfort and hope and reminder to the people that needed to hear the certainty that God's not going to change his mind, God's not going to change his word. The realities of our day-to-day may change tremendously from one day to another. And so many of the realities that we face might not be realities we would ever choose for ourselves. But there's truth that remains unchanged. Truth to think on, to contemplate, to grow in trusting, to apply to our lives so that we might have certainty in any moment. That there are bigger issues in play, eternal issues, where the answers are consistently and amazingly the same. No matter how old you may be, no matter what era of history you might be living in, and no matter what might have just happened in the last 10 minutes, or the last year, or the last decade, think on this for a moment. Peter confidently quotes these words, adopting them as his own, ultimately placing an amen to everything that Isaiah said, wrote, pretty much 800 years after Isaiah first communicated it. Dial it back in this moment for just a second. 800 years. Scour the pages of history. Scour literature, science, philosophy, wherever direction you want to go, to pinpoint 800 years ago and what people were thinking, how they understood the world, how they saw themselves, how they lived their lives. How much of what you might discover there would you be willing to look at and say, well, that really hasn't changed much? 800 years? Try 80. Try 8. You'd be amazed right now if you just dialed things back to a comprehensive look at 2012. Remember, that was the year the world was supposed to end. Remember that? How much of what was available, presented as the best of human thought in all the categories that humans accumulate their thoughts, would you say still applies in a way that we wouldn't want to significantly tweak it from just 8 years ago? And yet, we have words in front of us that can be repeated millennia after millennia, lifetime after lifetime, generation after generation. And the truth they convey to us will never change. Anyone quoting them can be confident. This is the word that was preached to you. It's a word that purifies, that leads to obedience, that ensures that we understand a sincere love for each other, that leads us to love one another deeply from the heart, that we're born again to live with God in a new life that's eternal, never to face death again. Notice it says, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring Word of God. Remember that the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, divides joints from marrow. Oh, every day you and I grow and change, hopefully for the better. Every day we can awaken and claim ourselves new people, forgiven by God, given a new day to live in His grace and in His amazing world, free of our guilt, free of our sins. A new creation, Paul encourages us to think of ourselves. What an amazing reality. That every single day of our lives, we get a chance to just start completely over with God's permission. Living and enduring Word of God not only speaks us righteous, declares us right with God and approved to live with Him forever, but encourages us to pursue in its truth guidance for our lives so that we might live every day. Live for God. Live by God's Word, stretching ourselves to meet God's expectations, knowing that we won't succeed, but trusting that He won't change His mind about us or change any promises in this Word that make it clear that He has loved us enough to live and die for us. That He's so committed to us that if we were the only person needing saving, He still would have come into the human flesh to live perfectly and die innocently for each and every any one of us. And so what about the last year? What about the world in which you live right now? What about the context of your life as you're experiencing it day to day, moment to moment, right now, can stretch itself beyond and outside of what God has communicated to you in His Word? He says, all people are like grass. And all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall. You might not think of yourself as a flower. You may think of yourself as just grass. Either way, the whole point here is whether you're glorious and gifted and well-known, whether you set the pace for life around you and the people around you, setting the trends of fashion and language and all the things that possibly could influence others. God pretty much says right here, big deal. The likelihood that anything that you create, anything that you present to the world that makes you famous or important or noteworthy is not going to last beyond the day, the month, the year, the lifetime, because sooner or later, it's all going to fade. It's all going to be out of date. It's all going to be looked back upon as old-fashioned or backward or no longer appropriate for some new reason. Even the best of human minds and human endeavors will demonstrate the sinfulness attached to anything that human beings do, that eventually this truth will play out. Everything of human origin will wither, will fall. But the word of the Lord will stand forever. What an amazing choice of scripture for us to consider, to think on as we prepare ourselves for a new year. What a simple, straightforward message the apostle has for us that would remind us that great big cloud of the reality that challenges us day by day. It really isn't any different than the cloud that has hovered over or descended upon to darken, to fog the understanding, the perspective, the efforts of human beings from the first day of sin to this moment right now. But the answers our hearts most need, the guidance our minds search for, the truths that truly change us, giving us hope, life, an eternal future. Those never change. They remain as the Word has presented them, the Word that was preached to us, every generation that came before us, and through the amazing, powerful work of the Holy Spirit, will continue to be proclaimed every day until Christ returns. And human souls will hear it, understand it, embrace it, believe it, all by the enlightening work of the Holy Spirit. And hearts will rejoice. And congregations will gather to worship together, to proclaim to a world that often doesn't want to hear it, this very same word that never changes. A word that empowers water to wash away sins, that infiltrates bread and wine in a way that offers us the true body and blood of Christ for forgiveness, for certainty, for strengthening, to live this word with its hope day by day by day. And so we live in crazy times. Nothing new about that. And so we have no real certainty of how we will look back on the year just ended and the year we're about to begin. But none of that really matters, does it? Because every single time the alarm goes off and we awaken to realize the sun has risen again, and the good Lord has given us another day of grace and love, the sunshine of His embrace, and the commitment of His mercy to address our own failures and the brokenness of the world around us with perspective and resolve and hope. You and I will realize over and over and over again, as God's word and His promises echo in our ears, the word of the Lord stands forever. Listen to it. Allow it to guide your life. Allow it to be everything that it needs to be every day for you to have certainty that you are uniquely loved, precious individual, that God desires to live with Him forever, beyond the brokenness of this world, beyond the insanity that our days have become when life passes at a pace no other generation could have ever imagined. And when worldwide crisis slows it down and perhaps gives us quiet, lonely, thoughtful moments to question and to wonder. That God desires to speak to you every day. A promise that will never change. A forgiveness that is tangible. A love that will never diminish. Through a word that will never change. That will stand forever. Amen. Please stand. Now grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.